It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Teachers are proven to be powerful influencers over children's decision-making, second to parents. That's why our guest, Dr. Grant, is with us. She's the co-founder of Food Fight, and she's created wellness programs for both. If you see, if it seems that educating parents and teachers can be a bit of a challenge, Dr. Grant, how do you do get to them and complete the cycle with your Food Fight with children?
So I think that one of the things that we recognized was that so much of the programming, because obviously people are so anxious to get information into the hands of kids and to help kids, all the programming is then geared to the children, and it's so important to include parents and specifically teachers. I think teachers have been left out of the food and wellness conversations to a large extent because people underestimate the power that teachers have to serve as role models and as change agents. And by providing them with their own health and wellness resources, we can enlist their aid and engage them in this conversation more impactfully. And then teachers can serve as the lever then to activate parents as well, because when a school speaks with one voice about making this a primal part of what is happening at the school and really saying it's integral to the success of our students, it's much more likely that the parents are then going to respond in some kind of critical mass. And it won't just be the one or two or small handful of parents who already have recognized the importance. When the school speaks as one, then the parent body is much more likely to respond. And so teacher wellness programming and parent wellness programming are really critical components of the Food Fight workshop programming.
But that just makes a ton of sense to me. It's like they sandwich the kids. They're on both sides of the kids to take care of them, and they're both powerful influencers.
Absolutely.
But I have to tell you, whenever I walk into a teacher's room, what do they call it? Where they go and
the
they
lounge.
Just sit, take
staff
the lounge.
Yeah.
It's just frightening what I see.
Right.
So they may be speaking or teaching with forked tongue. Help us out here.
That's right. And it's mostly because they just don't have any of their support that they need, right? So if you're in a corporate setting, people are throwing all kinds of wellness resources at you. And if you're a public school teacher, you're often expected to buy your own toilet paper. So the notion that you're going to get wellness support or workplace wellness has not been the case. And we're trying to change that.
Wow. Well, what's the first step you take with the teachers?
So the first step we take with the teachers is really positioning this as a movement that they can be at the vanguard of, that they really have something important to add, and that they show them, illustrate for them, the power that they can wield. But first, by, again, activating and supporting their own wellness needs. And so we usually go into schools and provide training for teachers and staff, and support staff, too, because we recognize that children can come into contact with school safety patrol, with guidance counselors, with people in the office. We want all of the school adults to be part of the conversation. And so the teacher wellness workshop allows us to do that. And then we usually follow that up with a parent wellness workshop. And then we provide curriculum for teachers to use with their students in the classroom. So it's really a three-pronged approach.
That's fantastic. Really covering all the bases, because like both of you have mentioned. No, it's so true. So many times I work in an after-school program with children, and they come to me with all of their sweets that they received as rewards from the teacher.
That's right.
And so, you know, it's imperative that we start, that we get to everybody in their place, their comfort zone. And I think that by doing the way you're doing is, it's amazing. And, you know, I know one of the things we talked about that you do for children is talking about that mixed message.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that's also something you do with the parents and teachers, because they're just as, you know, susceptible to those as the kids are.
Absolutely. And we also want to make sure that people hear the message that this mess that we are in, right, the obesity and diabetes and overweight epidemic, is not our fault. So even though the big industrial food complex would like us all to believe that we are here, we've arrived at this place because of, you know, our own issues. It's basically their message is that we eat too much and we don't exercise enough. And it's really important for our teachers and parents and our kids to understand that that's just not true, that argument has so many holes, and it's important to kind of poke holes at it in order to understand and get a different perspective on the issue and to be more empowered about how to make change.
What is the response you're getting from teachers and parents with this program?
You know, the response has been incredibly overwhelmingly positive, and I think largely because people do want to do right by their kids, teachers and students, but it is so overwhelming. Nutrition science feels very complicated, and it's also, frankly, very hard to make, you know, healthy and responsible decisions about what to eat and buy when you're constantly bombarded with these messages about unhealthy eating, and that it's hard if you live in a neighborhood where it's difficult to access fresh food, that it often feels difficult to pay for, that people don't really know what to do with it always because we've lost a lot of our cooking skills, and that also that the food companies are working very hard to misinform us with misleading advertising. You know, for example, we point out the fact that on the food label, why is it that sugar is the only food, if you can call it a food, but is the only, that is the only component of food that is not listed with an RDA, with a recommended daily allowance. Mm. Why is that? Why is it that sugar is listed as a gram? No one knows what a gram is, right? We tell people that 4 grams of sugar equal 1 teaspoon of sugar, and that the American Heart Association is recommending that we consume no more than 6 to 9 teaspoons, and yet we know we're consuming 40 teaspoons. But this is information that people need so that they can feel more empowered and make better choices. And so parents and teachers are incredibly grateful and inspired by this information because they feel they now have some agency and are not just victims of this nutritionally bankrupt food environment.
Oh, that word victim. We just get overwhelmed and we just don't know what to do.
Right.
So we find, Caroline and I certainly find that people are very, very receptive to getting the truth and being given solutions, which you mentioned that we've lost the art of cooking in our home. And so just give us a quick rundown of how you help them with that.
So absolutely. We talk a lot about, and certainly we're not the only organization to promote this message. There are lots of great ones. In fact, in New York City, the New York Cookshop Program through the Food Bank does an amazing job of providing training for teachers and parents who want to incorporate more cooking both into the curriculum and into their daily lives. But Food Fight also runs cooking demonstrations because we want to give teachers the tools they need and parents to make cheap, easy meals. So, you know, we have recipe books that are filled with these kind of strategies that teachers and parents can incorporate both in the classroom and at home, and they also have been incredibly popular with our audiences.
That's fantastic. So where are your programs currently located at? Where can people connect to them?
We have programs all over New York City, and in fact also in New Jersey and Connecticut, and what we suggest is that people contact us via our website, which as you pointed out is www.foodfight.org, and they can sign up to bring the Food Fight program to their schools. And we're also very excited because we'll be launching an online digital wellness toolkit this summer that will give lots of these resources directly to teachers and parents, and we're really excited to get that resource out there.
That's fantastic, and maybe with that resource, people from outside the New York area could also benefit from some of this amazing information that you guys have put together, and a fantastic and inspiring program, which I am so sure it's changing people's lives every day. So in behalf of all of us, I thank you for starting Food Fight and for continuing to doing the amazing work that you guys are doing with Food Fight. And you know, we'll continue to send people to the right places for the right information and hopefully to change their lives as well. So thank you so much. So remember, everyone, just look for foodfight.org. And for more information and other episodes from our show, go to radiomd.com. Stay well.